Midday Workout, Big Reg, Brittany J, DJ Rex the Beast. And now it is time for Brittany J's Tea of the Day.
I'm locked out. Hello. Good morning. It's time for the tea. Thank you. All right, so first and foremost, you hear the beat in the background. Buju Banton was released Friday from Miami.
He was in a jail
in Miami. He served 7 of his 10-year sentence. In 2011, he was found guilty of illegal possession of a firearm and conspiracy to possess cocaine with intent to distribute. So he's out now. I already heard he's headed to the stew.
Oh.
And he's going to be playing live next year. So
that concert. I'm hearing, on social media, I heard March.
March?
Yeah, but you're going to probably have to go to Jamaica to see him.
Probably, yeah. I don't know if he's going to be able to come back. I don't know if he's going to be able to come back.
I think they deported him, so he probably won't be able to.
Yeah, he's already back in Jamaica, yeah.
They're going to get him back here somehow. It's too much money for him not to be back
right.
in the States.
Right, promoters, they hungry right now. All right, so real quick, Kevin Hart, remember he pulled out of the Oscar situation?
Yeah.
So Nick Cannon went in his bag and put up some tweets from Chelsea Handler, Amy Schumer, and Sarah Silverman, who all happen to be Caucasian women.
Mm.
This is no shade. These are facts. So they all tweeted.
Comedians.
Thank you. That's a key word. So they all tweeted the homophobic F word. All of them at some point in their tweets. Now, the crazy thing about it, he said, interesting. I wonder if there was any backlash here. But the crazy thing is all those tweets were tweeted in 2018.
Oh.
18. Kevin Hart was like 09, 10, like 08. Like, they were old. 11, 2018, and nobody has said a word.
Mm.
Okay.
Shouts out to Nick Cannon. I think Nick Cannon is one of the, like, best dudes out here, man. Like, he don't believe it's nothing he can't do.
Yeah.
He wake up like, I'm going to rap today.
His business savvy is unmatched.
Wake up Tuesday like, I'm going to be a comedian.
I think he needs to stick to Wildin' Out. I think that's his best contribution to hip-hop is Wildin' Out.
I mean, like, his music not.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to keep it positive, okay? Not the music, but the Wildin' Out.
I just respect the fact that he tries to do any and everything.
Yeah, I used to think that Nickelodeon was named after him because he was just always everywhere. I used to think that.
I think he got something to do with Nick.
All right, hold on. So let's move on. So Jacquees, he said he's the king of R&B of this generation. That started a whole entire craziness. So Jay Holiday, this is my favorite one, was Jay Holiday.
Who?
This fool.
Let me finish.
Jay Holiday, he said what Jacquees said was bull. He said there's three kings. The first one sold 20 million on his first album. I think that's MJ. Second one is from Chicago. That's R. Kelly. The third is from Tappahannock. That's Chris Brown. Then he said 4 and 5 are right here talking about himself and some random that I've never seen before in
who
my life.
Who said 4 and 5?
He did. He said that he and whoever was else was in that video, which we don't know who he is, sir, were number 4 and number 5. So the whole time when he was in the video, somebody had asked him, were you valet? They don't even know you, Jay.
Jay Holiday, four songs?
Bruh, he dropped Bed in 2017, been in bed ever since. We have not seen him ever since.
He need to go lay in it.
And how?
And hold on. What? And Bed was written by The Dream.
Well.
I don't understand how we're going to put this up over Neo, Usher, Miguel. Like, how do you even, Tank even? Even Jacquees, how you going to put this up over Jacquees? Jacquees got hits out here.
Jay Holiday. I interviewed Jay Holiday before.
Yeah, 2000 what? 11 years ago, I'm sure.
I don't know.
Over a decade. So anyway, let's move on. So Nicki Minaj, she got a new man, y'all. So, at first glimpse, he looked cute like a regular dude, but the barb jury is still out on this man. So, the internet says his name is Kenneth Zoo Petty. One of his baby mothers commented and said she may be a queen, but that ain't no king. I thought it was just because she's bitter, but whole time, this man has he's a father of 5, and he's a sex offender in the state of New York.
What?
So, in 1995...
You found all of this out? That quick? Listen, me and Brittany was talking about this earlier.
Listen, I was in here putting in work. Okay, so in 1995, he was convicted of attempted rape of a 16-year-old girl when he was around 20 years old.
What?
He's also from Queens. I guess maybe that's their connection.
And this is who Nicki is?
Who she posting up.
That's not a good look with her brother having
a case. Listen! That's the first thing I thought of. That was the first thing I thought of was her brother. So I don't know. Maybe
you thought it was her brother.
No. The first thing I thought of was her brother's situation. Like, you need to not be affiliated with these type of things. So I don't know. I'm trying to figure out. She's trying to have baby number 6, or is she just getting her back blown out? I just want to know what the intentions are here because.
Well, she said if this is the her case, time is running out.
That's what she said. So she's trying to make it. Maybe he obviously fertile. Oh my goodness, he kind of cute. She got some
you
good
know what
genes.
That means?
He got some good genes physically.
The girls them gone bad.
Exactly. Thank you. So I don't know. We're just gonna find out. He was 16. Well, do you think that's something you could forgive? Well, he was 20. My bad.
When he caught the case.
He was 28 when he caught the case. Like,
which
do you think
case?
That,
he got a lot of them.
Well, that particular case, like, maybe it's long ago. Maybe that's why she doesn't care about it because it was so long ago. He's like 40 now.
Mm.
I don't know. That's weird. All right, so anyway, Offset is not ready to lose Cardi B. He went on Twitter and literally said, F y'all, I miss Cardi. I just feel like you wouldn't have to miss her if you just kept your zipper pulled up. I just don't. Maybe he was wearing sweatpants if you kept your pants up, period, okay? So sources say he's trying to regain his wife's trust and he feels like it's impossible because haters stay in Cardi's comments with negativity. I mean, aside from that being a weak-ass mentality, like, oh, y'all, the reason why we not together, if she knew that she was doing right by her, there wouldn't be nothing to talk about. She'd be fighting on your side whole time.
Did you see what Cardi did in Chicago?
She performed Motorsport and she said, I told Offset we're gonna get a divorce. That's what she said in the song. And it didn't go with the beat, but we understood what she was saying. Listen,
so basically
I don't know.
She turned Offset back off.
That's what she said. She turned Offset off.
Yeah.
Turn off.
I told him the other day we're gonna get a divorce. That's what she said. That was verbatim. How she
not sell that. We gonna get a divorce.
So I don't know. I don't know if they're really gonna get a divorce, but they are on two opposite pages right now. All right, so last thing, speaking of L's, taking L's out here, Ty Dolla $ign, he's facing up to 15 years in prison.
What?
So listen, he and his people, they were pulled over in September in Atlanta. They found weed and cocaine in the car. Well, he's been formally indicted by the grand jury. He got hit with 3 counts of felony possession of cocaine, felony possession of THC, and a misdemeanor possession of less than 1 ounce of weed. This happened in Georgia. You know Georgia don't play about their jail time.
How much cane was it?
They didn't never specify that thing in the original story, but he got 3 counts.
Because moving it and using it is 2 different things.
That's true. But Georgia, and either way, Georgia's more intense on their
sentencing. I don't know if
you're
getting 13 years for using it, but...
Well, I don't know. I didn't see the amount on the in the article, but...
I'm pretty
15
sure
15 years?
Up. That's a lot. That's a lot if you're a cane head. It's a lot. That's it for the tea?
That's it for the tea.
All right. Thank you, Brittany. DJ Rex the Beast has always been a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
Tell them why you mad. It's coming up at 1:30. Keep it here. It's Hot 937.
WZMX. Yeah. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the big man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 937.